Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We will continue to keep you updated. Two breaking news stories. One locally has the attention of our news department.
Yes, it does, Larry. Tamira Rush making her way over to Carrick High School this morning, reportedly on lockdown after two students stabbed. Perhaps police have one person in custody. We're trying to nail down the details there. And then in Dallas, Texas, a shooting. Three people critically wounded at an ICE facility, Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in the Dallas area. And we'll have the latest on that as well coming up at 9:30.
Yeah, there's a six-lane highway that goes by that region that's shut down.
Yeah, the location of this ICE facility is right near I-35. If you're familiar with Dallas, you know that that is six lanes of traffic going in each direction. And they've got one side of I-35 shut down. So you can only imagine what the exiting traffic must be like getting into the off-ramp, which is not nearly six lanes.
Thank you, Paul. And last night, probably, and I'm curious if they have overnight numbers yet, it's a little skewed because you had a number of stations not air Jimmy Kimmel's show on ABC.
Yeah, that's right, Larry. The Nextstar stations and the Sinclair stations that are ABC affiliates represent about 24% of ABC's audience reach. For the network itself. So those stations will be out of the mix. On the other hand, the stations that were carrying it, I would imagine that there was a fair amount of interest, even though they may not be, viewers may not have been regular, regulars of Kimmel's, people tuning in just to see what it was all about.
Yeah, he spoke in his monologue for about 10 minutes, but I pulled about a quarter of that, just kind of the money shot. And this is from the very beginning. And I took some of the long applauses out for obvious reasons, but I wanted to let you know, obviously, it's audience-friendly environment. And here's what Jimmy Kimmel had to say on ABC last night.
Thank you. Anyway, as I was saying before I was interrupted, if you're just joining us, we are preempting your regularly scheduled encore episode of Celebrity Family Feud to bring you this special report. I'm happy to be here tonight with you. Please be seated. I'm not sure who had a weirder 48 hours, me or the CEO of Tylenol. It's been overwhelming. I've heard from a lot of people over the last 6 days. I've heard from all the people in the world over the last 6 days. Everyone I have ever met has reached out 10 or 11 times. Weird characters from my past. The guy who fired me from my first radio job in Seattle, where we are not airing tonight, by the way. Sorry, Seattle. His name is Larry. In 1989, Larry tried to force me to do a bit called Jokes for Donuts, where people would call in with a joke and I would give them donuts. I refused to do it, and then I made a lot of fun of Larry for suggesting it. And eventually, Larry fired me, and I had to move back in with my parents. But even he wrote in to cheer me up. Thank you, Larry, and I want to thank everyone who checked in. It would take all week to list all of them, but some that I do especially want to mention are my fellow late-night talk show hosts, my friend Stephen Colbert. Found himself in this predicament. My friends Jon Stewart, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, John Oliver, Conan O'Brien, James Corden, Arsenio, Kathy, Wanda, Chelsea, even Jay reached out. I heard from late night hosts in other countries, from Ireland and from Germany. The guy in Germany offered me a job. Can you imagine This country has become so authoritarian, the Germans are like, come here. Come loose. My boyhood idols, Howard Stern and David Letterman, were very considerate and kind. And I feel honored to be part of a group of people that knows what goes into doing a show like this. And I also want to thank all of you who supported our show, cared enough to do something about it, to make your voices heard so that mine can be heard. I will never forget it. And maybe, really, maybe most of all, I want to thank the people who don't support my show and what I believe, but support my right to share those beliefs anyway.
And he went on to, as you've shared with us all morning, you know, apologize in the sense that he gave Erica Kirk a lot of credit for her grace in the face of the negativity. And then after that, didn't really apologize for what he said. He said it was misunderstood. But
yeah, it's pretty clear what he said. It's not hard to understand what Jimmy said. But I understand how he feels, you know, under attack. And by the way, the comments that we haven't heard, and perhaps it's better that we don't, are the feedback to President Donald Trump, because it has gotten very personal between both of them. Nasty, even.
Yeah, and the president said he's considering suing ABC for illegal partisanship.
You know, I mean, I don't know how that works. I've been in broadcasting for a very long time, and
there are a lot of shows that could be under that.
I mean, you could point that weapon just about any direction. Anyway, I don't know how far that would go, but I do know this, Larry, that I think I'm speaking for a large number of people who are glad to have this thing behind us. Hopefully, right?
Hopefully. Want to reach out? Danasco Roofing Instant Access, a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkaradio.com. Every Thursday at this time, we check in with Christy Graver, who is the... it's Wednesday. That's tomorrow. I forgot about that.
You're a day ahead.
You know what? I am. I'm 5 hours ahead of myself.
That's all right.
You know what? That's amazing.
You're going to be in Ireland.
Yeah, so the journey goes to, for me, and there are almost 170 people in a AAA group. Then the Steelers are taking their families. Obviously, the players are going after practice tomorrow, as they normally would. And then there's the families, and then there's partners of the Steelers. Then there's this AAA group that's, I think, 170 people.
I'm curious, Larry, will the families fly with the players, or will that be a separate trip?
Yes, they'll fly separately. They'll try to keep it as business-like, as Coach Tomlin said, as they can. They went through this process talking to experts about sleep patterns and, you know, staying hydrated, that kind of stuff. Yesterday, he had his weekly press conference, and he's talking about, you know, everything they're doing. They appreciate the opportunity, but they want to focus on the business at hand, is to get a win in the National Football League against a pretty good Minnesota Viking team.
For everybody else, it's a great trip and a vacation wrapped up in one, but for the team, it's work, 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 right?
Yes, and here's what he said yesterday about it.
The physical work on this side of the trip is important for us. We're doing some things to acclimate ourselves to the trip. We're working early this week to start the body clock transition process. We certainly have some best practices in terms of acclimating ourselves once we begin the journey at the latter part of the week, but nothing unique there. A lot of organizations have been traveling internationally now for a number of years.
He summed it up really good. Body clock adjustments,
which the average person is not thinking about. So I like that he kind of gave us an insight.
Except for me, somehow I lost a day.
I mean, you remember what it's like to fly to Europe, Larry. I mean, when I did it, we got off the plane in Amsterdam, and it took me a day and a half to figure out, you know, body-wise where I was and get into a normal pattern.
Well, it's a whirlwind because we land around 9 a.m. tomorrow, and then... Do you stay up? Do you try to go to sleep?
Right.
Is the hotel room going to be ready? Because usually they're not till later in the afternoon, and with the influx in demand, they're going to be as busy as they've ever been.
Sounds like you're on a red eye then over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then can you sleep on the plane?
I have trouble doing that. Even as comfortable as I can make myself, I can't do it.
Aaron, do you ever take a red eye?
I went through a phase where those neck pillows actually worked for me. And I mean, I would get on the plane, plop my head a little to the side on that cushion and go right to sleep. Now, it's not that I can't go to sleep, but staying asleep. Like I might fall asleep for 15 minutes and then I wake up.
Yep, that's it.
Let's be honest. You look a little goofy with that neck thing around you.
You do.
People are walking around your slob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, with this job, I haven't tried it with this job. I'm sure I would sleep like a baby, maybe.
You would think with all that white noise, right, with the air rushing over the fuselage, that you'd be able to just go right away. But and I know people who can sleep soundly on planes, but I'm not one of them.
Yeah. What about you, Larry?
Yeah, I can, you know, because of this crazy schedule I have
shut it
had
down
for a long time. Yeah, you cherish the moments you get that you can just nod off.
Yes.
Hopefully it's not in traffic while you're driving.
Right.
You know, maybe you can stay up if you can nap a little bit. Maybe you can stay up through the day and then crash early that night. You know, what would that be, tomorrow night?
Yeah, and there's a, you know, agenda for fun things to do. You can opt in and out of a bunch of them. But obviously I have the show to do Friday, which will be 10:30 to 3 p.m. local time for the morning show here. And so I got scout locations tomorrow, and then there'll be a kind of a run through on Saturday for the game for the scoreboard team, and then doing the game.
So you're telling me that you have yet to select a spot to do the show from?
That is correct.
Oh boy.
So that's what I'm going to do is.
What are you thinking? I mean, what kind of a venue do you want to work from?
Wherever there are Steelers fans, which is going to be everywhere, so it shouldn't be hard to find.
No, it should be pretty easy.
And it could be even, you know, in the hotel lobby or something like that.
True.
I didn't want to commit until I got to scout it out because I didn't want to get there and say, oh, I should have done this. So I'll Uber around Dublin and
find locations.
Can I do my radio show here? Meanwhile, Coach Tomlin did say this is special.
Certainly getting an opportunity to play internationally is a big honor. Something that I've been a part of a couple of times. It doesn't get old, man, to represent our game of American football on the international stage, man, is a really cool thing. I'm so excited about being a component of that. But as we sit here today, it's more about the preparation that tees up performance. And that's really what has our attention.
That's it. Business trip.
Love
kind
it.
Of a business trip for me, too.
For sure.
But I
you a know, big one.
I'm not the reason they'll win or lose. And I hope they win.
Well, here's hoping that you find a very cozy spot next to a little fireplace, you know, like a nice atmosphere filled with all kinds of people enjoying themselves and plenty of people to interview and have a good time.
Yes.
You know, the last time I remember you doing something like this, and I'm sure you've done more than that, but the one that stands out for me is when you and John went down to Tampa.
Yeah, we did a whole week.
That was really, really a good week.
We had fun. So we'll try to bring you the flavor of what's going on, and that'll be Friday again on the Big K Morning Show. Looking forward to it. 9:25 at KDK. By the way, we're going to talk to the Honorary Counsel for Ireland here. Jim Lamb is there already. He's also the head of the Ireland Fund. see what is going on. Right, and Marty Griffin, 10 until 2, will check in with Marty. But right now, we want to go all the way to Ireland. Jim Lamb, who's certainly well-known here, executive director of the Ireland Institute and honorary consul of Ireland for Western Pennsylvania. Jim, good afternoon in your case.
It is afternoon here, Larry. It's a beautiful day here. You wouldn't think we're fellow travelers can't believe that we're in Ireland because they haven't seen one drop of rain in the past 3 days.
That said, what is the atmosphere like? The entire country has to know we're coming, and like yourself, many have already arrived.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, Larry, I only touched down in Dublin to land in the airport back on Sunday, in the airport, and then straight north into some other business that I'm a part of here in other parts of Ireland. I have not been into the town of Dublin yet, but I can tell you that a Minnesota crowd was very obvious and present at the airport when I was landing. So they're coming to play. So we better get ready for them.
And that said, Jim, you have taken this journey many times. Share with us the context that Pittsburgh businesses and otherwise shares with Ireland.
Yeah, it's a lovely history that we've been able to be a part of. It really started with the former president and chairman of the Steelers and former ambassador, the late Dan Rooney, whose people come from the town of Newry, where I just left. Had some great meetings with companies in that city. And for the past 30 years, I've been working with the Ireland Institute of Pittsburgh, which was founded thanks to a generous donation from Mr. Rooney, as well as Anthony O'Reilly, the late Anthony O'Reilly, of the Heinz Corporation way back in 1989. And over that time, I've been a part of helping young people from Ireland's troubled history come to Pittsburgh to engage with each other and with an American diverse culture that is Pittsburgh, to learn about themselves, to learn about each other, and to learn about the wider world. And that's the underpinning as to everything that we do to help make the connections between Pittsburgh and Ireland real. This particular journey that we're on today is a part of a long-lasting relationship between Pittsburgh and Ireland in terms of business. So we're helping companies, and we've been doing it for 30 years or more, helping companies connect and helping organizations connect to the betterment of each other and to expand their businesses, whether it's Ireland into the U.S. or Pittsburgh into Europe. And we see Ireland and Western Pennsylvania as two important gateways to that kind of activity.
Yeah, this kind of attention that Pittsburgh and the Steelers are getting, obviously, is national and international news. That all helps, you know, create an even stronger bridge and bond, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And the attention here in Ireland to this game, everyone's talking about it. The people we've run into are all Steeler fans, of course, and we're looking forward to what's going to be a great game, but a great weekend of activity that the Steelers have planned and the NFL has planned, and we're just happy to be part of that activity. But prior to that, we're here to do business, and we have companies that are looking to connect to grow their business, and that's kind of the activity that I'm undertaking over these next couple of days.
Well, we appreciate you spending a little time with us here. Enjoy yourself, and I assume you're going to the game, right?
Absolutely. I'll be down at the game. As I mentioned, I just left the town of Newry. I was in Dundalk yesterday, which is another town right along the Dublin-Belfast corridor. I'm on my way to Belfast right now with a couple of other members of the delegation, and we have a few things to do there this evening and tomorrow morning, but we'll be in Saturday and then absolutely go into the game on Sunday and hopefully bring home a winner.
All right. Well, safe travels, and maybe I'll see you there. Thanks, Jim.
Oh, thanks, Larry. See you there. Bye now.
You got it. Jim Lamb, who is actually the executive director of the Ireland Institute and honorary consul for Ireland, Western Pennsylvania. And so he's about as closely connected as anybody I know.
I love that he's there. It's afternoon where he's at and that he's on the move.
He is on the move. And coming up, we're going to check in with Marty Griffin, see what he's working on the Big K Morning Show.
Latest information on the stabbings at Carrick High School. As you mentioned, not two, but now three students. We have updates on their injuries and conditions coming, and new information about the shootings this morning at the ICE facility in Dallas. Now, Disney is getting ABC's Jimmy Kimmel controversy in the rearview mirror, and at the same time, this news emerges.
Starting October 21st, the ad-supported Disney Plus plan will jump $2 to $11.99 a month. The ad-free version is increasing by $3 to $18.99 a month.
And for the bundled plans with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN, those are going up too.
Coincidence? Maybe, but they had reported a number of people, I don't know how many, had canceled their streaming subscriptions related to ABC, Disney, ESPN, Hulu.
Yeah, the wheels were probably already in motion, but the timing is, wow,
right.
At the UN.
And I don't mind making this speech without a teleprompter, because the teleprompter is not working. I feel very happy to be up here with you, nevertheless. And that way you speak more from the heart. I can only say that whoever's operating this teleprompter is in big trouble.
And as of this moment, we don't know who it is. And I'm sure it will be made public because he had an escalator issue, too.
Well, there you go. It stopped just as he and the First Lady were getting on board to go upstairs at the UN yesterday. Pirates rookie Hunter Barco, the number four pitching prospect, in fact, the number four prospect overall for the Pirates. Well, he talked last night about making his major league debut. This was after the game.
Yeah, I mean, when I stepped out of the bullpen, I looked around. I don't know if I stopped or if I took a couple steps walking, but I looked around and I'm like, whoa, all right, we're here. So jogged out to the mound and first pitch, I didn't really know where it was going to go. I kind of blacked out, but just threw it. And after that, it was like, all right, it's go time, I'm playing baseball.
Well, there you go. You're going to remember that name, Hunter Barco, as the Pirates get ready to close out the season. And Pens play tonight, by the way, in Columbus, game two of the preseason. But a lot of fans looking forward to Saturday night when Marc-Andre Fleury returns to play a period in goal, and then he'll be able to retire in the black and gold.
And you mentioned that ticket prices for this game, which is being played at PPG Paints Arena, are what?
Crazy numbers. The most ever in the history of a preseason game in Pittsburgh, I can tell you that. All right, Paul, thanks. We'll check in with...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.